What is a sales process explained, and how is sales different from business development? These are a couple of questions I get all the time. These are the questions you ask me, and I've got five important elements of both sales and business development that we're going to discuss today. And then at the end of our time together, I'm going to share a powerful idea with you. You can see that powerful idea right down there at the bottom. This idea is so powerful, you're not going to want to miss it. So stay with me all the way to the end of our time together. My name is Dave Lorenzo, and welcome to the Inside BS Show. Let's dive right into the content. The first thing we need to talk about when we talk about a sales process is communication flow. Now, you're communicating as a business development professional, you're communicating with suspects, people you think may be a good fit for your business. You're communicating with prospects, people who are a good fit and have identified themselves as being interested in what you have to offer. You're communicating with clients. You're communicating with evangelists, people who refer you business, even though they never worked with you. And you're communicating internally with all the other business development professionals on your team. This communication flow is a part of business development. So when you're thinking about the difference between sales and business development, when it comes to sales, salespeople really communicate with the outside world and then they close deals and sign up clients and bring them into the fold of your company's client relationship management. In business development, there are multiple areas and avenues of communication that you have to think about. So communication flow is a difference in sales and business development. And in the sales process, communication flow is absolutely critical. The second thing you need to think about when it comes to the sales process and me explaining a sales process to you is that your sales process should help you identify your ideal clients. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. You can reach out to anyone you want and try to offer them your services and bring them into the fold as a client. It's better for you, it's better for your company, it's better for the client if you reach out to people who look just like your best clients. This is one of the things that I hammer home with my private clients in one-on-one coaching and in my coaching groups. I want my clients to always focus on people who look just like the ideal client. Why? Because if you go after any client, you're going to get crappy clients. If you go after your ideal client, you're going to get people who are like 85, 90% of all the qualities that you look for in an ideal client. So it just makes sense. The first part of your sales process is to identify ideal clients. How do you do that? You go to the current clients that you have and you say, what groups or organizations that you belong do you belong to? And you look at the profile of people who are in those groups. By profiling your ideal client, it enables you to select people who are just like them to go after, people who are suspects, people you suspect would be a good fit for your products and services, are the people who look just like your ideal client. The next step in this process, the next thing we need to highlight when it comes to your sales process is your responsibility in the sales process is to reach out to groups. Now, in business development executives will reach out to groups of people who are just like your ideal clients. So if you're going after financial advisors, the American Association of Financial and Insurance Professionals is an organization that has chapters everywhere across the United States. So if your financial advisor, if financial advisors are your ideal clients, highlighting those organizations is smart. And as a business development executive, you're going to look to set up speaking engagements for the business development managers on your team. Reaching out to groups is a great way to round up suspects and target them as long as they look exactly like your ideal client. Now you're thinking to yourself, okay, Dave, so how is this different in sales compared to business development? Well, a sales manager will probably identify the ideal client and then target those speaking engagements all on his own. But in business development, the business development executive will probably, or the business development coordinator will probably be the person to identify those speaking engagements and then go after them for the business development manager. They are both part of a sales process and part of a business development process. But if there's a business development team, this type of work may be segmented to a specific individual. If you're a salesperson, you're going to be doing all of this yourself. The next element in this process is qualification. Now, this is when it really gets personal, because if you're a salesperson and your sales process says, okay, I rounded up those suspects and a handful of them identified themselves as being interested in what I have to offer, and they did that by requesting my free report. Now, you're the sales manager. You need to call those people and qualify them yourself. It's a very personal approach. In business development, one member of the team may round up the suspects, set up the speaking engagement, and then when the account executive delivers the speaking engagement or the business development manager delivers the speaking engagement, there may be another member of the business development team who's responsible for qualifying. Either way, this is definitely part of the sales process, and it takes place in sales and business development. So it's a similarity. It's not really a difference. The only difference is that it may be multiple team members who handle this process in business development. When it comes to sales, the sales manager may do it all himself or herself. Now, what is qualifying? You're thinking to yourself, well, there are dozens of videos on qualifying on my YouTube channel, but simply put, qualifying is making sure that the person that you're going to get on the phone has four things before you try and close them. They have the ability to make a decision. They have money. They can afford your services. They have a problem you can solve. And then the fourth thing is that they have urgency. They're ready to work with you right now. Now, if they don't have the urgency, in business development, a business development manager will follow up with these prospects until they buy or until they die. In the sales process, the sales manager may be responsible for all of those things. So in sales, everything from identifying the ideal clients all the way through to the follow-up and the qualification, that's handled probably by one person, you, the sales manager, or the sales executive. In business development, this could be handled by multiple people. Business development is more of a team approach. If you want more information on this entire sales process, I've got it for you, and I want to share it with you. In fact, you can take my sales process and use it on your own. I want you to go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. There, you can get a free gift from me. You'll get my revenue roadmap. You can download it. That's my sales process. Now, when we work with sales teams, we teach the sales executives how to do every step of the process. I teach entrepreneurs how to do every step of the process. I teach professionals like lawyers, accountants, architects, financial advisors, realtors, every step of the process. When we work with business development teams, we break this process up and we assign different elements to different team members, and we help each team member perfect a specific part of the process. For you, as someone who's watching this video, just analyze the process and think about how you can customize it to your business or to your sales situation. And that brings us to the powerful idea I promised you at the beginning of our time together. This idea is critical, and it's something that's overlooked by many, many people. When you're setting up your sales process, you need to design the process based on your clients. You can't design your sales process based on what works for you. Now, my revenue roadmap and the guide that you are able to download at Revenue Roadmap Guide is easily customizable based on the way your clients behave. So you can adjust the different elements. So in other words, if your clients attend group events and you can do speaking engagements easily to get in front of them, you can plug that into the revenue roadmap. If your clients are more focused on the internet and you're going to publish articles on the internet as a way to generate leads, you can plug that into the revenue roadmap. The powerful idea is create your sales process based upon your client, not based upon what you think makes the most sense. Focus on the way your client behaves and the way your client acts, and hop into that path that your client is traveling on and make yourself the best possible solution. My name is Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Show. If you want more great information just like this, join us in our next show. You can scroll down right below where I am right now. You'll see there's another video right below me. Join me in that video. I look forward to seeing you there.